Welcome to the Wisdom for Life podcast with David Baker. David was a former paratrooper in the 82nd Airborne Division and for over 30 years has been a preacher. He has written 5 books and is an Amazon number one best-selling author. He is the chaplain at the county jail, pastors a church, and is the father of 11 children. Yes, 11. This podcast is here to give you wisdom for your family, your marriage, your children, your finances, your health, and your life. And now, the host of Wisdom of Life podcast, David Baker.
Hello and welcome, David Baker. Welcome to the Wisdom for Life podcast. And I'm your host and excited to be here. Looking forward to this. We've been covering teenage problems. Like I said, I love teenagers. Our kids are home from college and we got a couple more home. And boy, you just love kids. Love when they're around. Love the specialness of what God's done with them. And it's really a good thing. And when you teach them and train them and rear them the right way, it really, really, really is a blessing. I'm excited about our two topics we're going to deal with today. And trying to get to both of those. One, identity exploration. Now, when I started this, I did a search and research. Okay, what are the top 20 problems that teenagers have and that parents with teenagers have? So that's where I got this. So that's what I'm just covering. So identity exploration, teens exploring their identity, values, and beliefs. Okay, this is gigantic. This is big, but there's one big problem with this, with that sentence, teens exploring their identity, values, and beliefs. I know we're individuals, we are human beings, and we are different. But when someone is trying to figure out who they are, the focus is on themselves. And who am I? What is my identity? Am I a boy? Am I a girl? Am I this? Am I that? And the world is giving them so many options to explore their identity, and it is not good. And that really isn't what we're supposed to do. What we're supposed to do is to be dead to self and to have our identity in Christ. And so Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. And that's how we're supposed to be. With our children, we didn't work to help them to say, okay, who are you? How do you define yourself? What do you feel like? None of those things are good. Feelings are deceptive. The heart is desperate, deceitful, desperately wicked. Who can know it? And so in helping them to try to figure out them, it's a teenager with hormones and life and changes and everything in the world trying to figure out who they are, who their identity is. No, that should not be what our focus is. Our focus should be on, hey, son, what does God have for you? Dad, I don't know. Then son, find out. Your number one thing to know on this earth after you're saved is, why did God put you here? As a Christian, we know the answers to the 3 most important questions of the universe. Number one, how do we get here? In the beginning, God created. Number two, why are we here? And number three, where are we going to go when we die? The 3 most important questions in the universe, and we know them. We can know them. And all the ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. God can give us exactly what we're supposed to do. Now, when a young person doesn't know what God's perfect will is for their life yet, sometimes it can be confusing. So what you do is we focus on the principles of helping them to be the right kind of person that will apply to anything that they plan on doing in their life. I'm a pastor. I have not ever, with any of my boys, pushed them to be preachers or pastors. Now, with my girls, I've pushed them to be preacher. No, just kidding. Joke. I've never done that with any of my children. It's not my place. They're God called, not mama called, papa sent, as they say. If God wants any of my children, my boys, to be a pastor, great. If God doesn't, great. How come? I don't care. I only want God's will. So what we work on more, instead of their identity and their beliefs and their values, what we work on is God's, okay? What are God's beliefs? What are God's values? Then that's what we are supposed to embody. It's not my life. You're bought with a price, okay, the Bible says. Jesus bought me. He paid for me. He can do with me whatever he wants. He's the potter. I'm the clay. I have no right to do with my life what I want. It's satanic. The satanic phrase is, do what thou wilt. You do what you want to do. That is literally satanic. And that's not what we do. It's not what we do with our kids. What do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be a firefighter. I want to be an astronaut. Okay, they're kids, and kids can dream in imagination. But from the earliest time, I think it ought to be, son, what does God want you to do? What does God want you to be? That should be our priority. And if it's not, we're going to create children that are just all about, hello, self. And that's what so many kids are. My goal for my kids is not for them to be about themselves. My goals for kids, for my kids, is to be what God wants them to be. What does God have for you? What does God want you to be? You're bought with a price, okay? You're not your own. We can't do with our life what we want. So, and their identity is there to identify in Christ. Their values, they're to be biblical values. Their beliefs are to be biblical beliefs. So many kids are trying to figure out, well, what is my identity? Who am I? What makes me tick? And they're trying to self and go into self life and living for self. No, it's what does God have for me? God created me, put me on this earth. What am I going to do? We know where we came from. We know where we're going. Now I need to find out why God has me here. That's it. That's what we're supposed to do. So when we do that, then their identity is going to be set. Their values are going to be set and their beliefs are going to be set. Do not allow your children to go on the self-identity, trying to figure out who you are. That is not going to be. You're opening yourself up. You're opening up your children to all wind of doctrine instead of saying, this is what God said. This is what we believe. This is what our values are. How come? Because they're given to us by God. Everybody got that? All right. So going into the second part of that is career and college decisions. Decisions about future education and career choices. And this is a big deal. Like I said, I've never directed my boys to be preachers. By the way, I keep talking about boys. Why? Because the girls, their purpose is to find the one that God wants them to marry and be a good helpmate. Oh, sexist, misogynist, call it what you want. God made the woman for man to be a helpmate for him. And what all of our girls have wanted to do is find the husband and be a wife and have kids and create a family and create a home. That's what they've wanted to do. But why? That's what God wants them to do. And if we help our kids to be what God wants them to be, then that's what they're going to do. So it's natural, it's right, it's biblical, and that's the way we should direct them. So we focus on them knowing how to be a good wife, how to take care of a home, how to be able to do great meals, how to provide for the kids and take care of children and family, and how to be a good wife to your husband. Those are the things we focus on for our girls. Now, in career for the boys, whatever God calls them to do is fine. What we focus more on is being what you're supposed to be, those values. So if you work hard, okay, and you're good with people, and you've got character to be able to get up and be where you're supposed to be, and you have a mind to be able to learn what they're teaching you, it's where you provide a honest day's work for an honest day's pay, then you make your boss money, then that's a good thing. If God calls you to preach, great. You still need to know how to work hard and be able to work with people, okay? And to be able to be under authority. You still need to know how to do that. So those principles are what we focus on. That way, whatever God called them to do and whatever job they have, they're going to be good at that. Our kids, whatever job they work, boy, they do great. And I meet their bosses and say, boy, they do a great job. Great. How come? Because we taught them the values, beliefs, and principles of that. Now, one of the things I have opened up to our young men, if God called you to preach, great, let's do that. If God hasn't, you still need to win souls. And what about business? What about being a Christian businessman? What about seeing if God would use you to make money where you can help fund the ministry, help fund the gospel? I'm not trying to use my kids to build our church, but I want them to be blessed, and I want them to have rewards in heaven. Russell Anderson was the co-founder of Hiles Anderson College, and he gave away over $50 million to the work of God. He was a Christian businessman, but the Hiles was a pastor, and they got together, and I believe Russell Anderson will have more rewards in heaven than most preachers, because as a businessman, he won souls, and he used his money to be able to start churches, start colleges, and to fund the ministry and the gospel around the world. And boy, what a great thing. What I want for my kids is I want them to be happy, and I want them to have rewards in heaven. That's what I want for my church members. I want them to be happy on this earth and to have rewards in heaven. That's what I want. And so so to do that, what a great thing if God would call you or allow you to be a Christian businessman. By the way, in the Bible, what was almost everybody? every family member. By the way, what was Jesus for 30 years? Okay, well, he worked for his dad. Yeah, until his dad passed away, and then he ran the company. He was a businessman most of his adult life. 3.5 years, he did the ministry. Most of the time, he was a businessman. We don't think about that. Paul, what did he do when he wasn't on missionary journeys? He built tents. He was a businessman. Every dime that has ever been used for ministry has come from business. No. I don't run a business. You work for a business. That business gives you a paycheck, and you tithe. Every dime that's ever been used for the Lord has come from business. No. I know this person. They inherited their money. Okay. And the money they inherited came from what? A business. Somebody, grandpa, great-grandpa, somebody down the road made money from business where there's an inheritance, and that's where they got their money. It's always been that way. What a great thing for a young person to say, I'm going to build a business for God. I'm going to influence employees. I'm going to get to witness them and win them to Christ, and I'm going to use the funds to take care of our family and to fund the work of God. What a great thing. And so if God did not call them to preach, then I don't tell them what to do, but I encourage, what about starting a business, doing something like that for God? And it's big, and it's a blessing to them and a blessing to other people to be able to do that. So that's a thought to be able to help with that. To direct your kid to go to a state university and study liberal arts and get out and have a degree and $50,000, $80,000, $100,000 worth of student loan debt, and then to be able to get a job that won't pay your bills, that's not wise. That's not good. And so that's not what we've directed them to do. Some have not gone to Bible college. Okay. And making, you know, 10 plus grand a week to not go to Bible college and serving the Lord. And I don't want to say too much because I'm not trying to out them, but serving the Lord, helping people, making a difference in other people's lives, and being a Christian businessman for God as a young man. Is that okay? What a great thing. Happy, rewards in heaven, serving God, making a difference. All those are big. All those are gigantic. And I think as we direct our children and lead our children and help them, those are good things. Okay? Those are good things to be able to do. So that's what we've done with our children. Be careful not to let them just, oh, this friend is doing this, I'm going to do that. I don't recommend the military. I was in the military. If I were president, I would make it where every young man at 18 went through 8 weeks of basic training and then was on inactive reserve for a year in case something happened. I think basic training is a great training for character and authority and discipline and respect and honor. I think that's good, but permanent party's a mess. It's alcohol and women. Okay. And the government owns you. I don't think that we want that. So I don't recommend young people to go that way. There's some people do, and we love them and care about them. But the ones that do have all come back and agreed, wow, yep, they own me. And I don't need to be owned by a government. I need to be owned by God so God can direct me where he wants me to go. So, all right, just a little bit on that. Always maybe a little bit controversial. Hopefully it was a helpful thing. Teach them the values, beliefs, characters, help them to be that. When they are that, then all the other things are going to take care of themselves. Help them to find the will of God for their life, not just what they want to be and what they want to do. Those are ingredients for a disaster. Okay? All right. God bless you. We'll see you on the next one.
Thank you for listening to the Wisdom for Life podcast. If you have any questions for us, email us at askpastorbaker@gmail.com. And we